Balagi. This will be the name of our city. We shall build it on top of that plain. From its ramparts, we shall look down on the river watering our fields, providing for our livestock and carrying gold from the mountains. Balagi shall be the first city of Larida, built after the Prophet's journey. Praise be to God, Allah!
There is a fascinating but little-known chapter in Catalan history. It has to do with the part of Catalonia that was Muslim for almost four centuries. If you look on the left-hand side of the stairs, you will see a reproduction of an ancient map. Get closer and look for the Iberian Peninsula. The man who drew the original map was a cartographer called Al-Idrisi. In his time, Muslims still controlled the entire southern basin of the Mediterranean, including the southern part of what we now call Spain. If you haven't managed to spot the Iberian Peninsula, you'll find it on the far right, above a string of islands. Like all mapmakers, Al-Idrisi portrayed the strong above the weak. This is why Arabia is shown at the very top, and the map appears to be upside down. The story we will tell you today is older than this map. It begins in the 8th century, when Muslim control reached even further. Apart from the northern coast, the entire Iberian Peninsula, and a bit of France, belonged to the Moors. You can see this more clearly in the maps to your left. Arab civilization flourished in the 8th century. While other empires grew weaker, Arabs expanded their domains to the east and to the west, and took their culture and a new religion to much of the known world. Look at the map furthest to the left, the one with the arrows. The Moors entered the Iberian Peninsula via Gibraltar, and rather than making their way along the coastline, they headed inland. First, they marched towards the centre, and then towards the northeast. This is why the western part of Catalonia plays an important part in this story. Go to the display case to the right of the old map to listen to the next commentary.